And time for our Thursday morning conversation. Tyler Stevenson is back with us here. Tyler is the owner and pharmacist at our Tomahawk Pharmacy. And when he was here on Monday, we were talking pharmacy stuff. So, Tyler, before we go forward into this new topic, let's back up a little bit. There's something that you want to bring up based on our conversation from Monday.
Yeah. So I felt like we had a wonderful conversation. I've had tons of people stop in the pharmacy and say,
great,
I did it. I called my legislators. And that's so wonderful. And I thank everyone for doing that, because that's truly what we need to change.
People that weren't in on that, by the way, the local small town pharmacies all across the country, even Walgreens, they're hurting because the money that you're supposed to be getting, you aren't getting because the giants in the business are taking it all.
Correct, yeah. They like to take their share and some.
There's a bill in front of our senators in Washington, D.C. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have a chance to vote yes on a couple of very important Senate bills that are in front of them right now, and we were encouraging people for them to call in for that support. So people that like having a small town pharmacy with all the positives that go along with that, it may be going the way of the dinosaur if something isn't done real fast at the federal level.
Unfortunately. And I was watching a little docu-series about pharmacy benefit managers. Actually, it came into my email from another pharmacist. But in the name of the docu-series was Modern Medical Mafia. So they were, comparing PBMs to the mafia. And when they had interviewed a pharmacist, she just had a very interesting perspective and thought. She goes, man, I just see all these prescriptions, and I get reimbursed as the pharmacist less than what people would pay for a cup of coffee. And it just struck me. So last night when I was at home, I pulled a report from our dispensing software.
Okay.
So in the last 3 months, I looked at all of the claims that we've done or filled prescriptions for at the pharmacy. In the last 3 months that we've gotten paid $3 or less, and that's $3 from what the patient would pay plus what the insurance company is paying.
Okay.
So in the last 3 months, any idea what the number is of prescriptions that $3 or less?
Is it the majority of them?
I honestly didn't look at the total picture, but it feels like it.
I've been
checking a lot of prescriptions, and it feels like it. But 7,160 prescriptions.
In the last 3 months here in Tomahawk,
in
at
the
your
last
pharmacy.
3 months, and then that's $3. So that doesn't, the average throughout the country to cover the costs associated with dispensing a prescription is $10. $10 to $15. And that's just the fixed cost, not the ingredient cost of the drug. So we're looking at 7,000 prescriptions in the last 3 months we're losing money on all of those.
And it doesn't take an economics major, somebody with an MBA or even a math whiz with a calculator to figure that stuff out. That's a losing formula for our small town pharmacies.
So I just wanted to put it in context because I feel like when we can see like a number. So a pharmacist has to look at every prescription. We went to graduate school. We're making sure it's the right med for the right patient. There's no drug interactions. Everything is appropriate. And, unfortunately, to go to grad school and become a pharmacist, we're losing money. We get paid, either a 0 cent dispense fee or maybe 20 cents. So
that's not a sustainable thing at all. The follow-up question I wanted to ask you that I forgot last time, and so we'll get it on here now, and I'm glad I remember it. Now I'm starting to lose it. Now I get it. How did this problem get so big and out of control at that big pharma level? How did it get to this point in the first place? Where were the watchdogs when this stuff was going on and starting to blow up? Because this isn't brand new information. This has been going on a while.
It has. And I think it started when Medicare Part D started. Early 2000s. And there was a little loophole, I think, built into the law where these pharmacy benefit managers could take fees. I think in the beginning, I think it was a way potentially to subsidize the Medicare Part D program. But I think the multi-million dollar companies exploited the loophole. And what was like a dollar quickly became, over the last 5 years, these DIR fees, they're called direct and indirect remuneration, they've gone up probably 10,000%. We're talking huge amounts of money. across the country. And I think it they just get so greedy that it's it's just caused that.
And why do these giants do it? Because they can.
And the watchdog piece of it, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are just paid off by the lobby, and then they just turn their head, unfortunately. But anyways.
Again, let's call Tammy Baldwin. Here's her phone number, and I'll give this number out before we go again here. Call Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her that she needs to support those two bills in front of her. Ron Johnson's number, 202-224-5353. And you tell Senator Ron that he needs to support those two bills in front of him. Yes vote will go a long way for us. Everybody who appreciates a small town, hometown pharmacy, if you really appreciate that, you don't want to have to drive. You don't have to rely on the U.S. mail. My goodness, boy. Life and death, you don't want to rely on the U.S. mail. And so, make those calls and encourage our senators to vote yes, because we want Tyler and people like Tyler to be around in our communities for a long time. Now, changing gears to the other hat that you wear, Tyler, you're also a licensed insurance agent along with being a pharmacist. Why do you think that combination is a good combination?
So this was something that it spurred over the last year. And honestly, it just came out because people that don't necessarily know they need to look for help or get assistance with certain things, they stumble into the pharmacy for one reason or another.
Right.
And then I felt like I was just at a good spot to help them. And it's been very interesting because, of course, I know pharmacists know formularies inside and out, you know, and unfortunately the PBMs dictate the formularies. Mm-hmm. So they usually pick the most expensive thing. So, I mean, when you're picking your plans for the year, you're choosing your plans based on what drugs you're taking, correct?
Mm-hmm.
However, the drugs you're taking were probably dictated by what insurance you were on last year and what they would cover or not cover. So why would you pick a plan this year based on what the last insurance company told you had to take? There's lots of different options. I mean, different insulins, different inhalers. A pharmacist can say, oh, you were on this plan. It's expensive. This one is way cheaper. Let's find a plan that might cover that cheaper prescription.
So as just a pharmacist, is it okay for you to be talking to people about that kind of thing? Or is that the reason you wanted to talk to them? So you figured I got to go get an insurance license so I can do this on the up and up. So what was the formulary for you making this jump here, Tyler?
You can talk to people as a pharmacist. I mean, they're your patient.
Right.
They come to you. But it's let's face it, insurance is complicated and confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing two hats, and it's literally two hats. I have a separate business as an insurance business, Patients Choice Health Agency.
Okay.
And then we have Tomahawk Pharmacy. And you can say, okay, I'm going to take off my Tyler pharmacist hat and I'm going to put on my insurance, you know, agent hat and say, these are your options. Let's look at that. And then you can make the choice that, you know, is appropriate for you.
So the question I have, if they're coming in to get a prescription filled, can they also say, and by the way, Tyler, I'm wondering about my Part D here. I hear that there are more options. Can you do that right there in the pharmacy, or is that another appointment for the insurance office?
It would be another appointment.
Okay,
if someone's walking into, you know, your business as an insurance agent, you can answer questions.
Right.
If you want to schedule an appointment, then there's paperwork that you have to fill out to be compliant with Medicare. It's just multifold. It honestly depends too if I'm staffing that day. So if I'm actually working the bench, we call it, working as a pharmacist and not being an extra, you know, pharmacist around.
So now that the word is out, chances are somebody might come up to the pharmacy and say, hey, Tyler, by the way, I hear in your insurance business here, what do you think of this? How would you handle that in the pharmacy? Because invariably somebody's going to do it. So how would you handle it?
Yeah, no, it's just a case-by-case scenario.
Okay.
So, I mean, certainly if I am available and have time, we can have that conversation, in the office and you talk about those things.
Chances are you're going to want them to follow up with all the paperwork and go over the fine print and all that kind of stuff in an office setting, not at the pharmacy desk.
Honestly, it's probably easier to engage and say, this is what I'm looking for. We can fill out the paperwork, make all the necessary things that Medicare says we have to do, and then I can look on my you know, when I have a minute and look at everything and review it and then get back to the person. I mean, that's probably the most appropriate thing.
So when it comes to cutting through all that clutter, even though there's all these mailings, there's a lot of information out there. And so why do you think so many people still have so many questions and there are some confusing things about this, Tyler?
I think it's just so confusing. I mean, when you turn 65, think about how many mailings and phone calls and everything you get, and you just get overwhelmed. Like, it's so overwhelming for people. I know my dad just said, "Whoa, this is crazy." And it's people just don't want to deal with it. And I think they just push it to the side. So
are there options that come out that aren't necessarily, overflowing out of the mailbox? Are there things out there that don't get as much publicity, different plans that don't get as much attention or things like that, that people need to know about? Unless they ask, they're not going to find out because it didn't come in the mail. You know
correct.
What I mean?
And I mean, there's really two main choices you have. And I think you need to know the ins and outs of both of those choices, and you need to make a decision that fits you the best. If you don't do that, I mean, potentially there's repercussions down the road. I mean, even this week, you know, when we were doing vaccines, we had people that never signed up for a Medicare Part D plan. Well, if you never signed up for a Medicare Part D plan, there's penalties. So then, you know, looking down the road when you want to get into something, then, you know, you have a monthly penalty, unfortunately, for the rest of your life because you didn't sign up for something.
For people that don't have a complete understanding on this and they just kind of sign whatever they signed last year and just hope everything goes ahead, are they leaving a lot of money on the table? How much are they losing out on? Is this a significant amount, or are we just talking pennies?
I think
it's... Some people might say, well, I want to wait. It's only a few pennies. Do I really want to go through all this rigmarole to change everything over? Is it significant? That's just my question.
It can be definitely significant. Okay. And this year, and I'm sure, you know, other agents have said the same thing. This year, there's huge changes in the Medicare Part D landscape.
Okay.
There's, you know...
And that's the drug portion.
The drug portion.
Yeah.
And I deal with that every day of my life. And there's huge changes. So everyone really this year needs to look at everything.
How many of these changes were spurred by the federal government's... there's now an ability for people to negotiate these drug prices with these big pharmaceutical companies. How much of that landmark legislation has to do with some of these changes now this year?
The federal government, you know, making pharma, you know, drop their prices, that doesn't take effect until next year or 2026. However, pieces of this are from the Inflation Reduction Act.
Okay.
So part of that was decreasing cost of insulin or capping the copay on insulin. Part of that was next year getting rid of the donut hole. So there's a max $2,000 for any Medicare Part D patient that they have to pay, max of $2,000, not including the premium. And then there's also a benefit where, let's say you have a $590 deductible, there's a new Medicare payment plan. So if you don't have $590, the federal government will subsidize you to make monthly payments on that over the year.
That $2,000 cap, how significant is that? Was it just an open-ended thing before that, and this is going to really be important to people?
It was probably, I mean, it's going from probably $8,000 to $2,000.
That's a huge amount of money, especially for somebody on a fixed income.
Correct, it is.
So there's a lot of questions out there. There are answers, but people just need to know where to go to get those answers. Sometimes, Tyler, people are afraid to ask. They don't want to think that, they don't want them to think that, I don't want Tyler to think that I'm not smart enough to figure this out on my own. People shouldn't have that at all.
Never. I'm very approachable. I mean, I will answer whatever question. One big thing, too, is when you're looking at all of these plans, the insurance companies and everything is going by what the pharmacies are in network this current year. So with all of these terrible reimbursements that we've been seeing, as of putting on my pharmacist hat,
right,
there may be plans next year that will show that we are in network, but we may choose not to accept them in 2025. And that's probably pharmacies out there all over the place. So make sure you are checking into that, or, you know, if you work with an agent, make sure your agent is in the know of what, you know, what pharmacy you choose. And honestly, that's a huge part of this. The two biggest decisions are, what pharmacy do you want to go to? And then they can help with the drugs you take, and what doctors you want to see. Everyone always thinks it's all about the doctors, but truly, if you have a choice, you do have a choice.
Right.
What pharmacy do you want to go to and what pharmacist do you want to deal with? Do you want to do mail order and sit on hold for 30 minutes when you have a question?
No.
Probably not.
No.
And truly, that's kind of what the total package is. And I feel like that's why, you know, potentially we might, or I might have, you know, a different thought process about things in general.
So whether you see Tyler at the pharmacy and say, Tyler, I heard you talking on the radio with Jeff. I think you and I need to sit down for a conversation as my insurance guy as well. Patients Choice Health Agency is the name of your business.
It is, yeah.
And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to just go right to the insurance end, Tyler?
Sure. So I have a separate phone number for the insurance company. It's 715-504-0550.
Okay.
And that's 715-504-0550. Or you can visit us on the internet at PCH. So Patients Choice Health Agency.com. And that there's a link and you can schedule an appointment and set up a time in the calendar to do that.
PCH Agency.
Yep.
Patients Choice Health Agency is the name of the business. 504-0580.
0550.
550. I can't see. I do this on Trading Mart too. Sometimes I can't read my own writing. 504-0550 to reach Tyler Stevenson at Patients Choice Health Agency. Tyler, while we were talking, anything else on the Medicare end of things here before we wrap up here this morning?
No, just that, you know, we can look at Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement plans, and prescription drug plans. So, I mean, typically.
Who better to talk to about a prescription drug plan than a pharmacist? Boy, that's a nice little tie in there, Tyler. Got to back up one more time because people were listening and they say that we got the number, but we need to know the bill numbers. So once again, to help support Tyler and other small town pharmacies all across the country, I mean, seriously, this is a big deal. The Senate bills right now, the numbers, you need this. When you call the senator's office, you got to say these numbers. S-2973. And the other one is S-3430. So once again, Senate S-2973 and S-3430. Please call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Call them both. Call Ron Johnson as well, 202-224-5323. And I'm sure that if you want to call the radio station later, Amy's on top of this too, and I'm pretty sure she's got all this too. She can get that if you didn't get that down here this time around. Tyler,
I will put on Tomahawk Pharmacy, the Facebook page and the website.
Okay.
We will put up some information about the bill numbers and
awesome.
Kind of more information about that, so everyone can do their part and help, regardless of what pharmacy you use. I mean, it's really important for everybody.
I literally get goosebumps when this radio thing. I think radio works as good as anything or better, especially dollar for dollar. But when it works the way it's working right now, where you said that people were letting you know that they were calling. We've got people calling the radio station right now. I love it when it works this way. It's just communication. It's a conversation, and it's just meant to help everybody.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I'm always amazed by Tomahawk in general. WJJQ does a fabulous, fabulous job, and I've been getting, you know, people stop by the pharmacy telling me, they're sending me text messages, I get Facebook messages. Yeah. It's just super cool.
Well, we love you, Tyler. You're part of this community. You've been a big part of this community for a long time, and you take care of a very important need for us, and to see you gone, we don't want to go down that road, so we need to get on this right away.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody.
Tyler Stevenson from our Tomahawk Pharmacy and also Patients Choice Health Agency. You can make a phone call, sit down, and have a talk with Tyler at 504-0550.